Gordon, you guys rallied back on that 21-4 run in the fourth quarter. What sparked that?
Defense. We got stops. We were able to attack against a defense that wasn't set. I think we finally hit some open threes that we were missing earlier. But I think it all started defensively for us.
What were some of the lulls defensively in the first quarter and third quarter?
Well, they're a unique team, and especially when they started shooting big at the five, it makes it tough on us with Rudy. He likes to protect the rim. So he got rolling pretty early on us. I think he had, 10 quick points there in the first quarter and got him some confidence. And they space the floor really well, and have a lot of guys that can get in the paint and make plays. So they're, like I said, they're a unique team with a lot of weapons. So first off, they're, tough to guard at points in time. But we started communicating a lot better on what we were doing with switches, with staying home with guys. And I think because of that, we were able to get some stops.
Well, you're a unique team as well with some playmakers as well, George Hill and Joe Johnson. How does their game help get you going?
Yeah, it just makes it easier on me. Defense can't just focus in, and they were both terrific tonight. Joe, specifically, the past two games has been a playmaker for us with the ability to get in the paint and hold guys off and let the play develop and hit the corners, hit Rudy, hit his little floater too. He's really tough to guard, and George had 25 on 11 shots or whatever. I mean, that's almost as efficient as you can be. So he was seemed like every one of them was a dagger for us. We needed both of those guys.
Charlotte was at a 12 from 3-point range in the fourth quarter. What did you guys do in the fourth quarter defensively to really adjust and shut that down?
Yeah, man, it's communication, I think, more than anything. I think we started talking on what we were doing with pick and rolls and if we were switching, if we were not switching. I think they hit a couple ones. Some of them were wide open there in the third, but it's just something where we started having a little better sense of urgency, closing out a little bit tougher, and then we got some misses and we were able to run off that.
You've been Derek Favors a long time. He seems a little bit faded right now, trying to find that rhythm. What do you see from him, and how are you trying to help him out?
Well, I don't think anyone understands what he's going through, his body, and I know he's banged up, trying to fight through it, trying to get 100% healthy, and it's really tough when you're sitting out games and not being able to practice, not being able to get out there with the guys, both physically and mentally. It's tough, So we're trying to get him back 100%, because when he's 100%, he's obviously really effective for us. So we got to get him back 100%.
How important was Joe Johnson settling offense there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean he was huge for us. Like I said, the past two games, we've given him a chance, and we've run the offense threw him late in games, and he's produced for us. He's a tough guy to guard. I mean, he's just, he's so big and is able to hold guys off and let the play develop, and he's tall enough to see over defenders for skip passes to Rudy. He can always get his shot off too, so he's been terrific for us.
Coach Snyder talked about consistency defensively as a team, as one of the leaders in the group. Is there anything you can say or that you can do to kind of set the tone in that regard?
I think for one, leading by example, so making sure I'm being active, that's on the ball, away from the ball, shifting over, and then after that, I mean, it's just rallying guys together. I think we did that there in the fourth quarter.
You have one against the major right here now?
Tonight was definitely a game of runs. They made theirs, and we kind of stormed back and made ours, but it's something where we got to come together collectively as a group. Coach can say whatever he wants, but it's us, we're the ones that are out there on the court.
In that respect, what does it say about this team's toughness to just completely buckle down and get it done late?
Yeah, I think we've shown the ability to do that throughout the course of the season. We don't want to have to do that. I mean, hopefully we don't give up a 38-point third quarter or whatever it was. I mean, that's completely ridiculous for us. But, I think it just shows that, when we're connected, when we play together, we're really tough.
Thanks, buddy.